It might be strange for some of you getting communion in the Unitarian Universalist Church, but here is what we believe about it. We do this as a ritual every larger holiday, because we take the bread and the wine as a symbol that remind us to our great master's teachings and lives. So we don't believe that it changes in our mouth anything to everything else. It's just very symbolic. And this is important for us, just like other kinds of symbols in our lives. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the spiritual meaning of the communion as we interpret it. Where I am from, in Transylvania, Romania, or Hungary, actually 3 years ago I moved to Budapest, Hungary, or wherever. So my people like to believe that this place, the U.S., is known a place of the social welfare and prosperity, where people have rights and they can work and most of them have a lot of food. And we would say that they are rich, but no matter where anyone is in the world, the source of food is always the earth and the life's processes. Always depend on nature. And I remember when a few weeks ago I was traveling on the U.S. countryside by car, I saw the fertile earth. And watching those huge wind turbines, including producing energy, I was pondering how wonderful is the nature. It not only grows for us what we need, but it also offers a large variety how to use these goods. Today, as it's Thanksgiving, I would like to reflect on what kind of energy we give thanks for. And as we have bread and wine and some grape juice, primarily I will do it around these energies. I'm not sure if you have ever talked about the process that creates the bread and wine, the juice, whose final step is that we take a piece of bread, a sip of drink, and eat and drink them. How many little seeds and how much sunlight are needed to create it? How many people work on it? To put together their forces to realize that. And not just people, but the nature. So nature and people, we work together. Imagine the day when the seeds are seeded in the soil, how deep they are. And they have to germinate, and from that depth, they have to break up to the surface as a little tiny green plant. And also the grape. Fruit. This is a miracle filled with energy and with suffering too. As our famous Hungarian poet József Attila says, the baby suffers too as the woman gives birth. And he continues, shared anguish could be abated by shared humbleness. And yes, I believe that only our humbleness, our lowliness can open our heart and mind to perceive nature and to appreciate and to celebrate it. Nature is around us and in us, within us. When the plant, the grain grows up, it's harvested, it's threshed. And after that, between the meals, stones, weight, and moving, the seeds become wheat, the fruits become juice. Our life's grains are our talents and our knowledge. And every day is a time of harvest when we have to live with, to use their talents and knowledge. Sometimes we are being ground between our life's events. We have a hard time when we have to make large decisions, important ones. And sometimes we are struggling finding the right, the best answers. And often we don't know it. We just get in and try to look for them. Even with those sharp mind and good heart and great relationships, what we are blessed with. We have to mellow, we have to be baked. The baking is also an irreversible chemical process during which the components are transforming. It needs the warmth of the sun or a good oven. And as the grinding can be painful, so the baking can be too. And all of us, and the bread also, has parts that we don't need. These get baked and evaporated. The religious language often speaks about the cleaning fire, which is not a place somewhere else, but a state of mind when we suffer and we get answers and we transform. We are transformed. Let's give thanks for death's ripening powers, for the energy of nature, of human spirit, and for the God's eternal presence. We are not alone. Don't forget this. Blessed be. Amen.